today a little different with Rappaport News. We're here live at Ivanka Trump. I'm here talking with Andrea Hansen on Ivanka Trump's new jewelry line being launched right now in spring in New York. Hello, Andrea.
Welcome to Ivanka Trump. Jeff, we're very excited to have you here today. We are previewing exclusively the 2011 collection from Ivanka Trump. We call it Noor, N-O-O-R, which is Arabic for light. And Ivanka's concept for this collection was really to expand into her line of Art Deco-inspired jewelry with a very distinct inspiration, in this case, from the Byzantine architecture of Turkey, specifically the mosaics and beautiful ornaments of the Istanbul architecture. She spends quite a bit of time in the Turkish capital, and her recently opened spa at Trump Soho in New York is also inspired by the architecture of that beautiful city. In the creative process of developing the new collection, Istanbul was very much in her mind, as is lace, which is predominantly a feature in fashion, has been in the past year and continuing on. I don't know if you remember Ivanka as a bride. She wore a very beautiful Vera Wang lace dress that was very complimented in the media. So basically what she did was an overlay of the beautiful and delicate lace pattern of her wedding dress over that mosaic Byzantine design of the Istanbul architecture. And here we have this collection. It's primarily 18 karat yellow and white gold with diamonds and very beautiful and refined enamel work in black. These are some of the styles in the Noor collection, where we worked with this very delicate lace pattern and some of those details of the mosaics and adornments of Byzantine architecture to create this combination of, you know, very wide patterns where the light goes through. So it's even though the pieces may have structure and volume, they're very light. And you see the very refined black enamel work in the pieces, accented by the brightness of the white diamonds. This bracelet specifically has a lot of drama. If you see, we added a very couture-like runway element to the bracelet, which is this beautiful and dramatic black velvet ball. The ball is, of course, removable, but you see the openness of the pattern and how we created contrast between the diamonds and the black enamel pieces. And here the challenge really was, and this is where Ivanka's eye is incredible, to find the right balance between the adornment of the Byzantine style with our more geometric Art Deco feel, which is a signature of our line. And the combination, it truly feels like a very distinctive pattern for us. In some of the other pieces you see, we also continue to play with our oval, which is the signature shape of the brand, but in pieces that really are very refined and elegant. I love the detail work, for example, on the side of the cocktail rings. So these pieces will retail about $3,500, which is a very good price for a woman that will buy an important ring for herself. And we have five or six styles of cocktail rings in this collection, where it truly, it's magnificent how the lace pattern kind of surrounds the stone in a lot of different ways. This ring, we're entering into the WJA Diva competition this year, and it's the Noor Couture ring, where you see the center stone is a 2-carat round, and all of these diamonds are sustainable from the Diavik mine. And it's also made in recycled platinum. Ivanka's a young entrepreneur, and the idea of being not only having a strong base of social responsibility for the company, but doing what we can to be socially responsible in every area of business is very important to us. So we have started a partnership with Waldman Diamonds, which is a Rio Tinto Diamantaire, to use only sustainable diamonds from the Diavik mine in Canada, as well as recycled metals in our bridal collection. It's been tremendous development. I am beyond pleased with the acceptance to the brand. As I mentioned to you, I knew, and Ivanka, of course, knew that we had something really special to bring to market, not just in the U.S., but globally. And despite some skepticism in the industry, because we were launching a new brand in 2009-2010, we knew that we were exactly what the retailers out there needed to bring excitement back to their retail floor. You know, you can't just keep calling your customer and say, come see a new collection. But when you say, we have Ivanka Trump, there's an immediate curiosity factor. And then when you show the collection, it's such a thoughtful assortment. It's easy to understand because it's the reinvention of the classics, is easy to wear. And there's a timeless quality to the design that makes the consumer very comfortable with it as an investment as well. So we went from being one retail boutique in New York to being represented in the best retail doors in the U.S., in Canada, throughout the Caribbean. We are all over the Middle East already, and we are now opening retail boutiques in Asia.
Time now to check on just how precious metals prices have performed in the past couple of weeks. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net.